from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
It's your fault.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
This is an awful story.
Yeah.
An Australian woman has died alongside one other after a landslide swept away their Bali villa. Oh, no.
What?
She was 47. She was a permanent resident of the US, while the male victim's nationality and identity remain unknown.
What an awful story.
Were they asleep? Was it one of those ones?
I think so.
Remember Stuart Diver all those years ago?
That's right.
And his newlywed wife? Is that even a thing?
Mm.
Yeah.
She passed away right next to him. Oh, God.
Dreadful story.
Coming in at 2, debate is raging about a new curriculum guide for all Australian schools which tells teachers to avoid encouraging students to become healthier in classes about healthy food and wellbeing. What's this about?
Language around
good and bad foods. It's just, yeah.
Isn't that a good message?
It's all about balanced nutrition.
Balanced nutrition.
And not saying this will make you fat, that sort of stuff. It's about, you know.
I don't mind telling someone if they're eating bad food that they're going to be fat.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to avoid, like, you know, things like calorie counting and stuff in kids. Which I think is very important.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I think you can still say to a kid, if you eat a lot of hamburgers, you're going to end up fat. Because maybe kids need to know.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting any of that help at home.
Mm. Mm.
And then you end up with little chubbers wandering around.
But also, it's not an appearance thing. You know, what's that doing to their heart and things like that too?
For me, it's full appearance. I can't get into fat kids. Coming in at 3.
What? Little chubbers.
A-League player Josh Cavallo got engaged to his partner on the pitch.
Yes.
At the club's Hindmarsh Stadium home. What team's he play for?
Adelaide.
Cavallo came out as the world's only top flight openly gay male professional footballer. That was all the way back in October 2021. This is a long time ago.
Yeah.
And he's become a vocal advocate for LGBTQI+ rights.
Good on you, Josh.
Good on him.
Congratulations.
Out in the middle of the pitch. Is his partner a sports person?
I don't believe so, but he's a very good advocate.
Is he still the only openly...
I feel like there may have been another one since.
There was a dude in America.
Colton, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was...
Colton?
No, there was another guy. I've forgotten his name, but he played for
Las
Vegas.
Not Nazim Hussain.
No.
No.
And we've seen Humphreys, the NBL player in Australia, the basketballer.
And he retired.
No, he's still playing.
He's still playing.
Yep.
Oh, good on him. Number 4, a light drizzle has finally broken Adelaide's 46-day dry spell.
No.
That's unbelievable. I didn't even know it was happening.
No.
46 days of no rain.
Well, it is on the edge of the desert.
And you know how much they got? 0.4 of a mil.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine the grass, the lawn over there at the moment?
Oh, my God.
You'd be all dead.
Ah. Well, you couldn't water either, I'd imagine. Their dams.
Oh, your water restrictions.
Oh, they'd have to be, wouldn't they? Adelaide water restrictions after 46 days of no rain.
Yeah.
Still be a couple of blokes out there hosing down the driveway.
Yes.
Haven't quite... You sort of got their head around the idea of the leaf blower. coming in at 5, while TikTok could soon be banned in the US as data collection concerns grow, Australia has no plans to follow its footsteps, with the PM saying, we'll take advice, but we have no plans.
Okay.
Yeah, right, okay.
Fair enough.
We'll take advice, but we have no plans.
Are you on TikTok?
No.
I'm on TikTok.
Mm. How would you feel if TikTok was banned, Loza?
Oh, I mean, I don't make a living from TikTok.
Yeah, but some people
do.
But
some people do, and that's their choice. But I think, you know, I'd miss it, but it's probably going to be better for me to not have it in my life.
Yeah.
Mm.
A lot of people say it.
A scrolling one as well, like Insta?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't have those.
They started that.
Remember when I started watching 13-year-old girls shuffling with their friends?
On Insta?
Every day I'm shuffling. Yeah, I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Although I learn a lot of good things from TikTok. Like recipes.
Oh, yes.
Stuff like that.
The air fryer stuff you learned from
TikTok.
And
I have pulled back. I have pulled back. Except when we're on holidays. Gosh, my screen time goes up like 13 hours a day.
Doom scrolling, they call it.
It's just, then I was watching guys, you know, choreographing their dances.
Yeah.
That's good fun, though. Ooh, 15 seconds. Do you want to film one today?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do one.
We should.
Coming in at 6, North Korea has banned keeping dogs as pets unless you plan to eat and skin them.
What?
Is this a stitch-up?
No.
What?
No.
Top 6 at 6.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.